hadn't met in the last couple of months, so we wanted to meet in person and at least talk about the status of projects. And we'll spend some extra time on Foster Weir today with some detailed information on the DDR and where that's at. And then, but primarily, want to run through each of the projects, talk about schedule and upcoming activities. Does that sound good? Anybody have any questions or additions you want to add to the agenda? Okay. So we have first listed the Detroit Downstream Passage, and Jeff Ammett is here. He can talk to what the team is getting kind of ramped up and doing. Okay, passing around in the room a handout from Jeff just showing the schedule for the project. I will send that out by email afterward. But yeah, Jeff.
As Rich said, Detroit Downstream Passage and temp control, we were put on hold a little while ago whenever we were trying to figure out the COP document and get that all going. We received funding now for FY17, which started yesterday. And we are proceeding to work towards our EDR and for the downstream passage and do the temp control DDR. Our overall plan is, if you remember way back when, I don't remember how many years ago it was, completed the EDR up to the 60% point to talk about the temp control piece. So we put a bow on that piece, but it was very light on the downstream passage. And our goal is, now that we've worked all the documents and got all the information to the COP team, and they got their piece of the document done, the COP document, we want to incorporate all of those things into that EDR and do this 90% and then a final in March for the downstream passage piece. We'll see how that looks as we move through that process. Meanwhile, the temp control DDR, we had started that, again, way back when before we got put on hold. We're going to pick that up starting now also, and we're going to, you see the schedule there, we're going to start, have a 30% review in March and continue working our way through that. In addition to that, the plan we have laid out is to, you'll notice it's a two-year period there for the temp control DDR. So after the 6 months is complete to do the EDR, the engineering documentation report, which picks which type of downstream passage device we pursue, then we plan to do the DDR or DDRs for that downstream passage piece and have those take 18 months, which was our original thinking, which joins up in, to the same endpoint as a temp control DDR. We haven't got that all ciphered out yet because we need to wrap up that EDR piece first. That's the general gist. So if the agencies can put that down in your calendars, that's when you might see documents for review, that'd be good. Furthermore, Rich and I were talking, and this is a monthly meeting, so as we get closer to those dates, we can have, like Foster's doing today, we can have a more detailed discussion. But right now, we're just kind of getting ramped back up and getting going.
Yeah, and Jeff, it sounded like from your guys' team schedule currently, the December meeting, which fell on December 6th, might be what we're shooting for at this point for initial workshop on Detroit.
So like a soft rollout kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like we did with Cougar. The first conversation we had this year was revisiting where the product had come to and what new information is now available. And then how is that carrying us forward from that point?
Right.
That would be the intent of that meeting. But that's a soft date. It would either be, from what I heard from you, Jeff, that December meeting or the January meeting.
Right. It all depends on how far we are by December.
Yep, okay.
How much, yeah. Right. Now, we're, you know, we got the team together. We did have a little bit of funding to get the team together, kind of figure out a plan. But the latter part of last FY, so we're not starting off with just that, but we got to get the ball rolling here more. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Anybody else have questions for Jeff right now? Okay.
No, you just skip.
Yeah, why don't we skip Foster, because Fenton and Tim will give more details in a minute. And in fact, Cougar, Marie Phillips, she's going to try and join us before our meeting ends today. She's in a meeting at the moment, but hopefully she'll show up at 11 or 11:30. So if we could hold that for a moment, too. Fall Creek, a brief update there, talking with Natalie. There is now an award for construction, but they are in a meeting today in Eugene talking about getting going. She wasn't able to provide a schedule yet because they're just meeting today. So we will hear from them shortly as to how they're going to be rolling out. But that is, yeah, good, finally got passed.
Finally the award is set.
Yes.
Goodness, okay.
Yes, it is. That's actually all I have for Fall Creek at this point. Although Natalie had shared with me that there will be a need for input from the group about the water supply. She didn't provide me details, but I think that was an outstanding issue that wasn't detailed out in the scope, as from what I understood, that'll require a little more discussion. So just an item that'll be up and coming regarding Fall Creek Adult Facility. And that takes us right along. We're moving. We'll be done here in about 10 minutes.
Good timing.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Why are you Stephanie?
All the excitement about Fall Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie.
Did we just have someone join us on the phone?
Rich, can you give Stephanie a call?
Yeah.
We have extras, so you don't have to share.
I don't know if I wrote that. Did you have another schedule, Jeff?
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
I got one.
Stephanie, I don't know if you were able to track, if you had any questions on either on Detroit.
Jeff,
or,
talking about okay. The schedule.
Okay.
Thanks. No, it's okay. It's something about... There's some meeting on Fall Creek today, so we don't know when they're going to get started or something.
Yeah.
Right.
They finally got it awarded.
Good.
Which, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, it's been awarded multiple times.
Well, yeah. Hopefully the final awarding is where we're at, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so switching gears into Foster, Tim, and Fenton.
Yeah, so... wanted to give an update on where we are on Foster and Fenton's going to lead the charge. I know that you folks gave us some comments on the EDR and you have not heard from us yet. You are going to hear from us in terms of the specifics. I think there wasn't anything in there in terms of comments that were kind of showstoppers, but just things that you definitely wanted to happen as we move into the DDR. So. We're going to talk a little bit about it here and talk about maybe a path forward to make sure that we do get your input. As you know, we are really wanting to award this effort by the end of this fiscal year. Ooh, it's weird to say that, 2017. So to do that, we've kind of have some overlaps of efforts going on, and I still think we can do it. We just have to keep moving.
I thought you were going to do the work in 2017.
Well, it's only going to get awarded. That's been, at least since I've had it, Stephanie.
Yeah.
It's been, but anyways, Fenton's got some of the, kind of the overview to give us.
Yeah, so I sent a handout, and Chris, if you pull up that handout I sent, you can walk through with the rest of us. But thank you guys for input on the EDR and your comments. We have addressed them and we're finalizing the EDR right now, just doing editing and fixing, and we will send that out in the next week or so. The final EDR, along with, I've prepared a separate document with both yours and ODFW's, your comments, our responses, so you don't have to go dig through the EDR.
Good.
So that will be coming out. So thanks again for your input. That was much appreciated, and we incorporated all those in the EDR. So moving on. From the EDR process, we selected an alternative, which is a new fish weir. And the new fish weir would be designed that we can operate it through a range of flows between, we calculated between 500 and 860 CFS. The actual flows would be determined later after the weir is in, but we're, our plan is to design it. Right now, as a reminder, the current weir is restricted to just about 200 to 250 CFS. It's really shallow. It's like 6 inches of water going over. So we would like to design something that could accommodate more flows and therefore more attracting more fish. The next bullet is the initial operations of the new weir, again, through the EDR process, would be from October through May or June. As both NIMS and ODFW pointed out, fish are still passing in June. So we are considering that we're running the res sim models to see how it's going to look into the June time frame, because that's when we run into summer months. How do you refill and all that? We were running that through the EDR process, so we'll have an update on that. So that's why I have May or June in parentheses there. Or other months, it could be operated other months depending on what we find from our post-construction studies. And then after we we do the initial design of the weir and implement it, we would do post-construction studies, and then if needed, we would have what we call a phase approach in the report. In the EDR, we call it a phase report approach, where we could incorporate operational measures if we find that the weir alone by itself isn't improving the fish passage like we thought it would be. And I just have a couple of examples here. The EDR has a laundry list of operational measures, but things like using the spillways with the weir, or doing turbine ops, shutting out the turbines. And that's what the RMD study is about, playing musical turbine and spill to see if we can do that. So these are some operational measures. And again, these would be after the weir is in and we do post-construction studies, then we could implement these. And those studies and how we implement the operational measures will be vetted with the RMD team, the water team. So those are the bullets on this page. Before we start flowing through the actual more information on the new weir, do you guys have any questions on what I just babbled out there?
We don't have specific survival passage goals, do we, for this?
No.
No.
And you don't really want? I mean,
not at this
time. I can't remember what we put in our comments.
Improved downstream passage.
Comments. Yeah. And we did respond to that, but we. A couple things. Mm-hmm. For us to move forward and get something in place, we do have some restrictions on what we can do in terms of potential other effects. So we felt it was okay to move ahead. The other thing is that when the BIOP was set up, this was one that didn't really have the same kind of restrictions in terms of criteria. Now that being said, we move ahead, we see how we do. If it's not doing what we need, then obviously we need to be looking at other things that may potentially have more flow. But anything beyond what we've laid out here would have other impacts that would trigger an EIS, frankly, in terms of the effort. So.
And then the design would follow NIMS guidelines?
Yes, the design will be following NIMS guidelines. And I'll mention that when we get to the new weir here in a little bit. Did somebody just join?
Yeah, this is Daniel Spear. I'm calling in from the road. I'm going to have you guys on speaker and put myself on mute so that you don't hear car noises.
Okay, hi Dan. Thanks for joining us. We just started talking about the Foster fish weir design.
All right, I'm looking forward to hearing the conversation.
So did Tim answer your question?
Yeah.
Well, I answered it, and I know it's going to be, I mean, that's kind of the answer. I know that's not what you guys had.
Well, no, I think we're trying to be a little flexible on this, too, and we're appreciating that you're designing it so that if it doesn't perform as we think we need as we get further down in, you know, understanding what fish need, then there's options here to improve performance.
Yeah.
So I, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, anything you do is going to have impacts on other resources. But, that's, you know, I mean, you have made the, we talked a long time ago about other choices you could do that would have meant, you know, and you didn't want to go that way. So this way, there might be operational choices.
Yeah.
Might be better, but, you know, at this point, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Things that would have triggered an EIS?
Well, I didn't know that they were going to have to do an EIS on, you know, stuff like turbine shutdown.
No, but
they
that's
didn't
an
have to
option.
Do an EIS for operational temperature control to Detroit, and that involves turbine shutdown.
Well, no, it more was recreation is what we were running into on the potential impacts.
Yeah, Foster, because it's a re-reg and that lake is highly used, the local community recreation is a big deal. Mm-hmm. As you guys know, even the last few years for Harmony, keeping that pool a little bit low, we have to go through the whole vetting process with Lynn County and all of them. Mm-hmm.
All in all, though, I think we're all thinking the same. This is a good start, and it may be a good finish, but we won't know until we actually put it in and run it and see what ways we can run it differently to try and maximize.
And the good news is, we're designing it structurally that it could accommodate a variety of flows. And then after that, we have a laundry list of operational measures that we could do, like, if needed, more spill, turbine shutdown, day and night, those kinds of things we can implement as needed, and then if we have to do EISs and all that, I guess we will.
Well, a lot of those operational things will not require EIS.
Right.
It's just
if we try and more flow out
right,
option.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just one that triggers it. All right. Well, thanks for that discussion. So let's move on, and then I have a view of Foster Dam from the upstream to remind everybody of the configuration, just because Foster Dam is a little bit different from the other projects. The spillway is a numbered, spillway one is the one to your immediate right, which is south or north bank, and spillway four, which is in the middle of the dam with that square box and an arrow, is where the fish weir normally is located. Right next to bay four on the left-hand side is penstock number two. Then unit one, which is on the left bank on the south shore. So again, this is to orient folks, if you're upstream looking at the dam face, this is what you see. Spillway one is all the way over to the right, and turbine unit one is all the way over to your left, and we're looking at the middle of the dam for where the fish weir would be located. The next page is the view from downstream, and again, just to orient you, spillway four is the one with the fish weir that's in the middle of the dam, and you can see the gate is wide open and flows is coming out. The other spillways, three, two, and one, are regular spill, and then the turbine units are over to your right-hand side. The powerhouse is over there. The next page is the current fish weir, and it's a closer picture, and I have this in here to orient folks. You may or may not be able to see in the picture, but the fish weir sits on a bunch of stop logs. So we put in a bunch of stop logs, and then the weir sits on top of it. And as you can see from this picture, the weir is really wide. It's about 22 feet wide, but then only about 3 feet of vertical height. And it can only accommodate 2 feet of water, 2 feet of head, because of the structural design. It was designed in 1980, and it was designed as a temporary fish weir. And so we can't, if flows even ramp up more than 2 feet, they have to close this gate. So we're limited to that 200 to 250 CFS flows. And the reason I'm reminding folks is we're getting to our new idea for a fish weir, which is the next page, and we can spend some time talking about this, and it's in this nice fuchsia. Is that a fuchsia color? I like purple. So purple is my favorite color, so that's close enough. So right now, this is what our EDR alternative came out with, the new fish weir, and this is just a concept right now for us to discuss. We're looking at, similar to the old fish weir, it would sit on stop logs, but the opening would be narrower, and our hydraulic folks are working with the design folks, the mechanical design folks, on shaping it, and how big the opening should be to accommodate that between 500 to 860 CFS. And what they're calculating out right now is we would need an opening of about 14 feet versus that 22 feet with a vertical depth of 7 feet to accommodate that range of flows. So this is what this is what our idea looks like right now. This is not a finished product, we're at 30%, but this is what our idea would look like of a fish weir. It would be shaped both on the front end, on the upstream side, and on the downstream side for plunge, and to be more fish friendly, if you will. And we will incorporate all of NIMS's criteria into this design, and also involve you guys, and I'll get to the involvement here in a little bit. So this is what we were looking at. It would still sit on stop logs, and we would operate it, you know, generally between October and May and June, unless we feel after our Harmony post-construction studies are done, we need to operate it at different times of the year. We can discuss that.
Would it really have this vertical wall between it?
Yes, it we need that. But this is deceiving. It's not very thick. This is we're looking at an isometric view. But the old fish rear has it too. If you look back at that picture, you'll see it. We need that for structural stability in the middle, because having that such a wide opening, it would collapse in on itself. And the new, we would design this with curve and have it smooth out. But the old one is just our regular plate, and it doesn't seem to affect fish. But this new one would have shape. It would be shaped.
And what are the velocities right at the top of it?
Pardon me?
What are like the surface velocities?
Of the old one or this new one?
The new one.
We don't know yet. Our hydraulic engineers are working on the modeling. Mm-hmm. Sean Askelson, who designed the one for John Day, is helping with that. And then we've got our structural and mechanical. They can't be here today, but some representing the team, and Jane and Tim.
Then would the velocities be something that wouldn't be in the 60%?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, by 60% we should have those numbers in.
Well, I would argue that we'll have some ideas before that. Because
prior, yes.
That's got to be going into the design. And there's talk about the shape even, mm-hmm. at the bottom being changed. They're playing with a variety of things. We didn't mention it. There's a new technical lead. Fenton's acting as the tech lead right now. We do have a new tech lead that's I'm going to be working with on this as well. So you'll meet him. He wasn't able to be here today. But
he's actually down at Fall Creek for that meeting. But again, this will be shaped, both the front end and the back end, with including the plunge and all of that. The attraction flows, we're going to try to stay, you know, or not try to, but we are going to achieve the NIMS criteria, because really we want to attract and entrain the fish. This old weir doesn't do that. You know, we can watch fish swim back and forth. So we want to get them have them entrain and go down and survive that plunge. And as Tim mentioned, we will have those calculations done before the 60%, but it will be in the 60%, but we'll have them done before the 60%. So that leads to our next steps. But before we get to our next steps, do you guys have any questions on our concept right now as it is?
Pretty straightforward.
It is. It's
yep.
It's an idea right now. Some of these, like the openings, could change after those calculations are done. But we need the middle. I mean, some of the key points are here. It's going to be similar to the old weird. And the reason why, I didn't mention this earlier, the reason why we have to design it similar to the old weir is it has to fit through the road deck slot, and the road deck slot is already cut out to that those dimensions, which is where the stop log. So this is pretty much being designed as a stop log, which is what the old weir was designed, because we don't have much play to, like, say, make it wider, do more fancy stuff on the front or all of that, because it has to fit through the road deck.
Okay. Hey, Fenn, can I ask some questions as a fish bio, not knowing much about hydraulics?
Yes.
The
and I'm going to be a fish buyer pretending to be a hydraulic engineer.
Good. Thought you might, though, have some knowledge from the team. Maybe on just thinking about, so the new depths, 7 feet, quite a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What will that look like from a velocity and the kind of the plunge angle do you expect? Maybe Melissa has some just thinking.
Yeah,
about
and I don't know if I can answer that question, though, because they're working on it right
those
now.
Those are the questions they don't, from what I certainly don't know, but even the shape of the bottom is going to play right now.
Yeah, I think the modeling is going to inform the conversation quite a bit.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know that I can speak to that
okay.
right now, because until we get the modeling done, and like I said, some of these openings might change. It might not be 7 feet. After they do the modeling and shape it, they might say, well, we need 6 feet or 8 feet.
Well,
and
one of the,
if you need 6 feet or 8 feet vertical, what does that do for your horizontal?
Yeah.
So,
are we expecting to, how will we deal with changes in elevation of the pool when we operate this?
Well, that's the beauty of having such a deep vertical opening, is so that right now, the current one is something like this. If the pool comes up, we have to close it. This one, more flow, will be able to go over without us having to close the gate. So if you've got this deep, if the water comes up, it can continue to keep passing.
How much do you fluctuate the reservoir during the
Not much. Six
dam.
Inches to a foot.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
It's for
a
re-reg
Foster
dam,
is a re-reg, so it's pretty flat. But sometimes when they crank up Green Peter, you'll get a
yeah.
pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that, or if it rains, you know, you get a rain event and there's local flows coming in.
But
so one question is, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, isn't there some adjustments that could be made if we need it with the other stock?
That's what I was wondering too.
Well, no, because we could, but the way this is designed is not that the project wouldn't be out there playing musical stop logs if the pool comes up
yeah.
a foot or two.
Right.
They would only play musical stop logs to go from high pool to low pool or low pool to high pool. The reason we would have such a deep opening is to accommodate that 1 or 2 foot fluctuation without having to either close the gate or play musical stop logs.
Yeah, there's a lot more flexibility just
yeah.
built into the operation of it.
Okay.
When you're not running flat and you get these pulses, are you able to, I know the design is from 500 to 860, but could it convey more? Do you get pulses above that?
No.
No.
Okay. No, and it would even be rare to get, if we get that much water, we'd be opening up other spillways.
Okay.
Yeah. The most we would get is a couple more hundred CFS.
Okay. Maybe 1,000.
Yeah, but if that's the case, we'll be opening up more spillways or cranking up turbines even more, generating more power or something. Yeah. So we've got, you know, the plan would be if more flows come, you open up a spillway or crank up a turbine unit. And we'll work all those operational when we do the post-construction before we hand it off to O&M and say this is how you operate the fish weir from now on. There'll be the prescription of if this happens, this is what you do. And so on.
Does the modeling look at the angle and depth of water at the OG where it's?
It should.
You mean
where it strikes
like the trajectory,
yeah.
whether
yeah.
or not it aerates or it separates or what?
I'm thinking about that. That is a a likely issue for survival, an injury.
Yeah, how that behaves.
So I was just curious how we're
yes,
kind of working
jet,
to address
the downstream
that.
Jet is being modeled so that it lands, and that's where Sean Askelson is helping. The John Day one, you know, works great for passage and fish are not getting injured. The reason why we have a lot of injury with the current weir right now is with only this much water, 6 inches or less of water coming over that weir, and once fish pass over, they're almost like flying in the air, so they're
yeah.
hitting concrete. Well, this one, you'd have much more water to cushion the fish and a more shaped jet. I don't know what all those are right now, Rich, because there's...
But you're looking at that.
I know.
We are
very aware
of
that, Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll want to see that because it's all about the likelihood of them getting, in contact with the surface.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And right now, it's higher.
Yep.
Yeah. See, right now, if you go back to this picture that shows the weir, it water pretty much comes from falls vertical.
Yeah, you can see
the piers.
There's no. Yeah, you could see right through
yeah.
the water. Right. We're trying to prevent that and have more of a jet. Again, kind of like what they did at John Day, because the John Day spillway is, in case people don't all remind them, is similar to Foster. Foster is a John Day size spillway. So. Good discussions. We appreciate this. Any other thoughts on the purple fish weir?
So
I'm gonna paint it purple too.
I would like the real one to be purple. That's
it's my favorite
yeah.
color. Look, I've even got a purple pen. Although I do not take credit for coloring the picture. This was one of the other engineers in the concept. This is what they colored in. So I'm not going to take credit.
Did you say one of the other engineers?
I picked up on that too.
Rich seems to think I'm a hydraulic engineer. He's asking these modeling
He's just running with it right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's fine.
That's right. Oh, it's too late, Fenn. You already told us your favorite color. So.
That's right. All right. Any more questions or discussions? This is good. It's going to help us, when we go back to the PDT. They're running the models. And
mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about interaction.
Right. So next page is the next steps and schedule. And as I pointed out earlier, the final EDR will be coming out to you for your record, along with our responses to your comments soon. I'm hoping in the next week or so. We're doing the final editing checks and all that. Along with that, you'll get a separate email with the draft 30% with all this information that I just told you. And again, in the next week or so, that should come, the 30% should come. And then we'll, you know, we'll give you a couple of weeks to stew over it. And I asked Rich if we can schedule a workshop with you at our next Fitterwig meeting, which is on November 1st. And we would use that time to actually workshop the discussion after the 30%. And by then the modeling, and that's what Tim was alluding to, the modeling should be complete so we can have it up. And I'll make sure we actually have a room that we can put stuff up on TV and then have a working group, a workshop with you, and hopefully more of the agency folks can attend. So we'll use that meeting, so it'll be a longer meeting scheduled. You know, the usual Fitterwig updates will go first and then we'll do a workshop. After that workshop, in the meantime, our team will be working on the draft 60%, and then based on the input from folks at the workshop and from the input from the 30% and anything else, we'll incorporate that into the 60% and send it out for you sometime in November. And then plowing through, we're hoping to have...
A question on that, or yes, maybe clarification for folks. That we talk, so essentially the proposal is not to do a formal 30% review, but do that at the 60%, because essentially that's next month.
Yes, thanks, Rich.
And the intent here is to try and provide that interaction during the workshop at the 30%. It's kind of between the 30 and 60. We would take comments out of that workshop, or I should say the team would then incorporate those and send out the 60%.
For the formal review. Yeah. So the 30, right, thanks, Rich. For the 30%, we wouldn't really ask you to comment it, because you would bring your comments to the workshop on November 1.
Get all incorporated.
And then we'll get all your comments, get all the notes, and then incorporate all that into the 60%. But in the 60%, you can provide written comments back to us.
So is the 30% going to have, or is it really the 60% where we'll have sort of these modeling results?
60%. But we would have the modeling results ready for the November 1 workshop.
The
60% report that you'll get for preview will not, because they're still working on it, and our 30%. Yeah, our 30%, sorry.
Yeah.
So that.
So there's not a whole lot to comment on at the
30%. No, just to give you a flavor of what they were looking at, and it might prompt you, though, you guys need to figure out some other things for the discussion with the workshop.
But that will prompt the discussion at the workshop. And then we will have the modeling results ready to discuss at the workshop. November.
I mean, if we get them done earlier, there's no reason we couldn't send them.
Right. We could send them out a week or two if the modelers are done and they feel okay with it. We could say, as a separate document, hey, here's the modeling. Think about this and come to the workshop with it. We could do that.
What, folks, does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, it's just a suggestion.
Well, if things come out of the workshop that, hey, wait a second, something needs to be talked further, we'll deal with that. Okay.
So, moving along then, Christmas holidays, everybody will go home, and then we'll come back in January, and we should be at the 90% DDR, starting the 60, or be at the 60% plans and specs. And then final plan in May, and like Tim was saying earlier, award construction contract by September.
So this is not a typical schedule. I don't see us doing Detroit or Cougar like this.
No. So no.
You don't want to do
overlapping the plans and specs.
So don't get your hopes
up. Yeah, right. Well, this is a one-off.
They're not really thrilled with me right now anyway, with the overlapping, but I think it is pretty straightforward what we're trying to do. So mm-hmm. We're hoping it'll work out. So people in engineering don't love it.
So, any questions, comments, thoughts? I will make cookies for the workshop.
All right, I'm going to...
We're recording this meeting, Fenton, so...
I have. When we have our special meetings...
It's pretty fabulous.
They're
going to
be purple, too, right?
I know. Well, I had forgot to bring an update I got on the PFFC from... Folks, did you happen to bring?
I have it, and I can also print, just talk to it.
Okay.
We started fishing it again around the second week in September. Our temperatures finally dropped low enough to be able to start it back up again. We finally dropped under 20 degrees Celsius in the hopper. And we have been getting an inordinately, at least comparatively, high amount of fish passing through already. I believe, it's like 47 in a day has been our...
The highest catch rate you'd seen yet.
Our highest catch rate yet, yes, out of all operations. So
subeuling Chinook or something.
Subeuling Chinook, yeah. Making their way back out.
And we're not doing the JSATs.
No, that is completed. So we're getting to just
whatever fish
operate
is there.
Yeah, whatever is there. I stand corrected. 57 was our highest. So we're averaging just from about the 20th of September. We're averaging about 23 fish a day caught in the hopper.
Since
September 22nd. But we started fishing it. He doesn't have all the information in here. This is something that Todd sent. We started fishing it a couple weeks prior to that. So
what's the reservoir elevation? Are you down? Are you below
15?
The
we should be around 1560, six and a half.
Below temperature control.
You're drafting,
yes.
Yeah.
One of Todd's thoughts was the area it's fishing is so much smaller at this elevation.
Mm-hmm.
Could explain the higher catch.
Could explain some of it. So everything else is operating as standard with it. So nothing else has shifted positioning or anything else. So
you can draft. So you started drafting a week or two after Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
I know it's been slow to go down, but
yeah. Yes.
We've talked at this project and other projects about trying to do that drawdown sooner in the fall. And you know, if you're gonna keep operating this thing, you might get different information from see if the fish are reacting to the
it's
lowered reservoir and.
How long will the drawdown take?
Oh, in November-ish.
Yeah, it's supposed to get to minimum,
it
is
by November.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Is the plan to continue operating as long as weather and conditions permit?
As long as weather and conditions permit, yeah. At this point, we try to operate clean through until temperatures raise again in June, July, depending. So, yep.
All right. So,
hey, Rich, there were a couple beeps. I don't know.
I think they're going instead of coming. But did anybody join us on the phone? Just Chris, are you still there? He may
drop for some reason, and I just got in trouble.
Dan dropped any call back yet.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Okay. Stephanie, did you have something?
Oh, I just, when are you, like, where do those numbers get, like, produced? Do you have an annual report that you...
Yeah, well, like, there's a
you're
report.
You're not doing it anymore, but whoever's doing it.
And then there's... Well, I still get up there once or twice. So they've got me everywhere right now. there's reports that get produced, and then there was always a weekly tally sent to Kim Hatfield. And so I don't know who or where Todd has discussed distributing
that to me
to now. But yeah, so she would receive a weekly tally every Thursday on all of our counts, including, you know, Live Mort and everything that everything that happened. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, so we'll
send it to me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but we should also see if Todd, or if you do, Jane, if any of the team plans to do an annual summary. Mm-hmm. It'd be useful. It doesn't have to be fancy, just to
yeah. Well, I know that we
tally up.
We've done, especially for the science review. We've always done something. So I'll chat with Todd about that.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
So the last project I wanted to touch on is Cougar, and I was hoping Marie would join, but there wasn't a lot to update, so I don't want to keep folks hanging. I'm not sure when she'll make it. We had been wanting to meet over this month or last month, but as it turns out, the project team's been tied up on a number of things, and so they're not at the point to present new information. But what they have been working on relates to looking at the hydrology, the operational hydrology. When we last met, we talked about wanting to summarize how often we're above and below 1,000 to help with the discussion on pumps or double barrel or how do we deal with that. So they've got hydrology summarized, or nearly so, and also Aaron is rerunning it in FBW. So we'll have at the next meeting on Cougar, which Marie was talking about maybe a special meeting later this month, or we'll tag team on the next meeting with Foster.
Yeah, that'll be a big meeting.
We will check in with folks to see, with considering what our agenda looks like, whether we have time to split it out on two dates or not. But our intent is to have another detailed meeting on Cougar up and coming. And that's hopefully going to set us up for releasing the 90% for review. That's where we hope to be after that next meeting. We'll see what we get in, you know, from comments during the meeting, but
90%
EDR for Cougar. That would be
Foster's listed as 30 and it's actually maybe 60.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, they're their ideal plan is to have it in November available for review. But that'll be stacking up Foster and Cougar. So
two big workshops in one day. We could make it a full day.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will send it out, you know, as an agenda. We'll talk about how much time each project needs and
yeah. We could make
consider
it
we need if we need to.
That would be a good way to do it. Split it up so we're not.
Okay, at this point, we'll plan on it for our November 6th meeting.
November
1st.
November
December 1st. 6th.
December 6th.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But say it again. We'll plan for Cougar and Foster Weir discussion workshops.
Is it possibly going to be at ODF&W in Salem or?
We don't have the place set up yet.
Okay. It's
a workshop.
Got Salem question mark on the agenda, so I didn't know.
But if we're workshopping, that's different than the regular SPT. I guess we can talk about it and figure it out the location.
Yeah.
Because with the workshop, we want the entire PDTs to be a part of the workshop.
Yeah. Definitely.
Not a regular FPT, because we're talking modeling, so we should probably do it here.
Yeah.
Because we want our whole PDTs.
We need everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll plan for that.
And I would just like to point out, in terms of the Foster stuff, when you guys see the documents, when we get them to you in a week or two, if there's anything you want to talk about before any meetings, please do. We'll hook you up with the right people that you want to talk about.
That's
any
great
specifics out of it.
Yeah, if you didn't, maybe just jot on that cover letter or whatever you did.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Sounds good.
Okay. Great. Pretty easy.
Thanks, everybody.
Today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks on the phone, Chris, Dan.
I was watching a drug deal.
We both had Max experience.
You know, it's astonishing. And the later in the day that you write it, wow, it's an experience.
Oh, yeah, I sort of walked around it one a week or so ago because there were a bunch of kids like, actually having
I'll have you review it first before you send it out. I'm not sure that I have this.
Talking
this
one, he's like, okay. Yeah, so he's going to show up.
Yeah, I can send it after I edit it and CC you.
I'll meet you at Lloyd Center.
Okay, cool. You've got my address.
You know, be careful what you say to him.
I appreciate you coming.
So I walk around, and as soon as I get, and that was in front of the little market, I get around to the Max stop, and I see this guy drive up. And
she was saying that the
this is regarding
I've seen it there before with the music going blaring.
Yeah, it's a portable floating fish collector. It's a research.
It's Asian mafia.
Okay.
Well, the other kids are Asian. They're just sort of hipster.
What
well,
project?
Well,
they're probably just working. They're
it's
just,
at Cooper.
They're working. They're kids.
Sitting
in
the four-way of Cooper.
And they go, one kind of goes, one kind of is on the other part of the Max station, and they're all kind of going like that. And then he walks over there and couple of kids go in the grocery store. Okay. And the other guy, the guy that did that, goes in and sits in the guy's car for a couple minutes.
Oh, really?
Probably gets the exchange inside the third car. Mm. And then
because none
the
of
guy,
that stands
so
out.
Then they, you know, the two kids go and start walking toward Lloyd Center. The other kid goes and gets on the Max going that way. The man gets in his car and drives away.
The distribution hub.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing. Even in our little town, there's corners that frequently are used for that. Even one way out on Washington River Road, if you head up toward the motocross, there's a little gravel pull-off that the bus uses. That's also a spot where you see people.
There you go.
Sitting there.
Well, Tom, we didn't overload you coming back to work and stuff.
No, I was light.
Good.
Oh, very light.
You've
been on leave or something?
Yeah, 2 months. We had a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you guys took 2 months off? That's awesome.
Yeah, I just took it. I didn't get paid for it. No. But I was protected by the family medical.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
great.
Awesome.
I think my husband went to work the next day.
Aww.
I know.
Left you there, huh?
All right. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how's it going, Aaron?
Good. It's going just fine. Yeah.
Are you?
Because now I'm like, this is my first month.
Yeah.
So it's like that's
see,
what
that's
it
what
did.
That's exactly it. That's what's so frustrating for me. And about month four, that's what dawned on me. I was like,
right?
Oh crap, it's starting to make sense now. I know that I need to do this and I need to do this and this triggers this and all right. Well, I now can show that I can actually do the job when I'm done. So. It was partially, it was frustrating.
But it's been going fine.
Good.
You know, I've been traveling everywhere, I feel like. Holy cow.
I know, right?
Yeah. And like this week, you know, yesterday I was at Bonneville, today I'm here. And then we have the Power Biologist Conference. I'm like, every day of the week, I like can barely get to my desk.
It's, I couldn't believe how fast the weeks went. I mean, it just, literally the entire detail for me, I blinked and it was done.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how quickly it went. It was amazing. And I loved the amount of different people that you got to meet and interact with. And it's mind boggling.
Yeah. So many things have come up.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yep. All right. I will be there.
Oh, I know.
Oops. Stop this.